Yesterday, Jimmy, we gave us a tip last week, didn't you? As I mentioned earlier about Dixie Blossom. She was tremendous yesterday, backing up from Daisy Doom the week before. And so we thought we'd get Ronnie Quinton backing up from the week before. Good morning, Ron. Congratulations. And, well, she was even probably more impressive than Daisy Doom, Dixie Blossoms, yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was a very, very impressive win, all right. You know, she won nicely.
And the fact that Christian was on board, I made mention earlier about how respectful he was, Christian, when he came over to shake your hand. But I guess when you've got a quality of jockey like that that you can put on when Corey's not there, can fill you with confidence as well, Ron.
Oh, no, Christian rides well, and he suits my horses the way I like them ridden anyway. So he's a patient rider, and he's got good hands on a horse, and, you know, he suits a lot of the horses he rides for me because of his style of riding.
Well, you've got a good headache to have now, Ronnie. You've got two very much in-form mares on a collision course for the Coolmore.
Yeah, for a small stable, very lucky to have two very, very good mares like them to be able to go into a race like the Coolmore. And it's going to be one hell of a race, the Coolmore. Mm. There's some damn good mares around. Then you've got to see that three-year-old filly that won the Surround. She won the Mire in Melbourne in the spring, beat Dixie Blossom narrowly. But, it'll be a very strong race come the Coolmore.
Mm, absolutely. And anything before the Coolmore? How long's the Coolmore?
1,500, yeah.
Date?
2 weeks away.
I just lost you there for a stride.
That's all right, Ronnie. Well, I was trying to work out when the Coolmore was on. So it's 2 weeks' time. So they'll,
yeah.
And Daisy Doom goes better 3 weeks into a race as opposed to Dixie Blossom's 2 weeks?
No, there's no real... menu there, really.
Right.
She's quite busy all the time at the track and all that sort of thing. So the 3 weeks going into the Coolmore for her will be just great.
Mm.
And Dixie, well, it won't worry her. A couple of weeks into the Coolmore, it's not going to bother her either.
And just finally, Ron, you would have had the opportunity, like we all did yesterday, to watch Winks. You've seen all the great champions. You've ridden a lot of the great champions over the last 40, 50 years. What do you say about Winks, Ron?
Yeah, well, it's hard to find the words for her. Mm. She's just quite amazing, to beat the horses yesterday like that. It was just so arrogant and... she's a great champion. There's no question about that. Great champion.
Can you rank them?
Oh, I think it's impossible, really. But, the likes of horses like Kingston Town and those horses, well, he was a great horse. Won from 1,200 to 3,200. Great acceleration, Kingston Town. But trying to compare them is almost impossible.
Yeah.
Good call.
It's like trying to compare Dixie and Daisy.
It is, yeah.
Well... Yeah, there's never been much between them, and their prize money suggests that as well.
Yeah.
They've been two wonderful mares for my stable, and just for a small stable to have two mares like that in the 1 year, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And it's a shame that they have to run against each other at times, but that's the way. That's the way it is, and we can't do much about it.
No, we'll find out in a couple of weeks' time who is the first among equals. Ronnie, great to have you on the program. We appreciate it. Well done on yesterday's result.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks a lot.